I guess we're now at the time of, unless there, you want to continue the question you had prior to our break?
I don't remember which one that was.
That was on the...
Legislative input.
Oh.
And we're just going to...
No, if there were reports from them, and they thought we were doing the wrong job, or half a job, why, then we should know about it, I guess.
I was going to ask Ken if he's heard any...
There ought to be some evaluation, there really has been.
Anybody said anything good or bad about us?
There really has been, you know, but maybe they just want to tell us about it.
There were good things said during committee hearings last year.
And we did hear one time where Lisa Rutt supposedly said in a meeting that they weren't going to do this until they had the report from the legislative board, and I felt real rewarded.
And Representative Cooper, as the House Finance Chairman, made comments to that effect several times.
I saw Steve on the street the other day, and he asked about the board, and about the bill, and we chatted about it for a while.
But we were never able to get him here to talk to us, were we?
No.
Well, I think the real answer to that question is that there are mixed reactions, and that that's an inevitable result, and that also it's really too early to decide what the end result is going to be, or the feeling. I think it will depend a lot on this session, that just as you said, you have some legislators like, I don't know that case in point, but perhaps that could be true, but so Lisa Rutt says, well, they really want to hear about the board, and as the board's reputation begins to precede its recommendations, then granting that they're good and solid and respectable, then I think more and more what the board has to say will carry weight, and at the same time as it begins to carry weight, it will begin to make enemies. Just sure as there's little green apples.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you can't do it, you know, without doing it.
At this point, then, I guess I'd just open it to see if any members have suggestions for recommendations or areas they'd like to pursue further for possible recommendation and sort of generally discuss our report to the legislature within the first 10 days, which could be just a statement saying we have none, or could be an elaborate thing. So I guess the whole question is just up for discussion now on recommendation.
Well, you know, I realize there's a matter of degree, and we'd want to be somewhere along at the optimum point on the continuum. But it seemed to me that for a report to be significant to them, they should be presented in the best fashion possible, the most, perhaps, and I reach for the word definitive. In other words, just to give them the vote, the board voted to do thus and such, voted yes or no or whatever, 5-1, and so just kind of it's hanging in air, and it seems like there ought to be something to sustain the vote to describe it succinctly.
To
the extent that they want that, I don't know, but I would think again.
It's
would
expressly called
authenticate
for
our existence.
Or if not expressly, at least impliedly, I think, when they make provision for dissenting opinions.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for one opinion.
Yeah.
Well, those were all included in our reports that we gave to them before. I see no reason to take and sit down and write another letter containing the same thing.
No, we don't have to go back and do anything. But in the future, we may want to elaborate on the recommendations, particularly on specific pieces of legislation, on why we voted the way we did. And we did get into that somewhat by just adding a sentence or two of the majority and minority opinion. However, we could be more elaborate on the reasons behind it. But I wasn't trying to get to the specifics quite yet as to whether we have any kind of general recommendations. Since we really don't have any legislation, or actually there's the recommendation we make in the first 10 days could be specific if we have one, like change the number of days in this law because of such and such, but
it seemed to
so
me that
open to whatever
If we were going to make any general type recommendations, it seemed that it was a consensus of this board that there be a funding for the judicial system. I can see a general statement of philosophy on that issue if the board still feels the same way about it. That we feel that that is an important step to be taken.
Are there any other issues that you can think of that might come in the form of a recommendation that we could discuss? The judicial system is a
big area, but there may be.
First, the funding, but the second one, which the more of a detail, would be the level of benefits. I wouldn't want to say that their level is wrong. I'd say it's subject to review, comparable to what other retirement systems provide, both public and other judiciary systems in the nation, you see. So it has to be, I think it has to be reconciled there. And that may yet end up being higher than what TRS and FERS are, you see.
I guess what I'm thinking of is I can see the difficulties in the judicial system, and I'm not sure that we can make the recommendation meaningful enough from this group between now and say January, that would say these are the things that are wrong with it, and these are the things that need to be improved. Maybe our recommendation has to be something that we see the inconsistencies in it or the difficulties, and that we recommend some kind of evaluation of it or something.
Yeah.
And if we were going to make specific recommendations on what to do about the judicial system, I think we have to do, at least I feel that I'd have to do a lot more homework on it.
Well, I think in your program, as you outlined it a little bit, you're certainly drafting up something from the retirement section for the legislature on the judicial.
Yes, we are, but really we're talking about two different subjects. One is that regardless of what level of benefits they have, it is our feeling, and hopefully you'll endorse it, that it should be a funded system rather than a pay-as-you-go system. Mm-hmm. Now, that issue aside, then there's the broader question of the equity and parity of the benefit levels provided. And there, I think the chairman has a good idea that, although we'd certainly cooperate in providing much information as we could in the short period between now and January 10th, perhaps the board wants to consider just stating to the legislature that they feel that there may be some discrepancies or matters that should be reviewed, perhaps recommend an interim study, a special committee, whatever the board feels is appropriate. But the one issue of funding can stand separately, and I think it's a much easier subject to address than the benefit levels.
Well, the first thing we've got to establish, just like you say, is the funding to make sure that it's taken care of, because I don't think the legislature would approve this same package that is on the statute books at the present time for, this opinion. We don't know, and I've heard it referred to in several different, not necessarily on the judicial system, in other positions, that they have gone to your other states to see what their systems allow for their retirement benefits.
Let me ask a question either Ken or Bruce. Is there any study or report of the judicial system available now, or has anybody recently evaluated it?
Not to my knowledge. You're talking about ours or a nationwide analysis.
Yeah, how did it compare with anybody else, or?
I don't know of any compilation of material along those lines that might, as was suggested, be an appropriate interim study for this board. But I tend to concur that the time is pretty short for cranking up an in-depth review between now and January 10th.
Undoubtedly, those kind of studies do exist. Master and doctoral candidates routinely crank them out for whatever they're worth, but
I tend to doubt it very much. I doubt that there exists one. Having poked on legislative retirements in a similar vein, I think what it's going to require is sort of a 3 yards in a cloud of dust that you're going to have to write to a lot of states, a broad cross section, if not all of them. Get their statutes, get their provisions, and just get down to it and compile it and make your comparison. But that's, anytime you start trying to get information from a lot of states, that right there, I know from considerable experience, means at least a 2 month delay in getting enough responses to work with.
Well, in the extreme form, now, if we're determined that the judiciary level of benefits here compared with others, TRS and PERS were maybe 5 times greater, and then you discovered that those benefits compared to judiciary benefits in the other 49 states were maybe 3 times greater, that might or might not give cause for review and a leveling of them, you see. But we really, at this point, don't know what those relationships are. Maybe there is some study somewhere that would report that quick. I doubt it. Because we're kind of a unique situation, really.
Does the actuary have done any work with the judicial system?
No. Like, what? Like the evaluations that, or the valuations that they do every year on the other two systems?
No. Yeah, that is in effect what we're proposing that they do right now. Yeah. The same process, and from their finding a rate is established, but they haven't done it to date.
Only just to the extent of making those estimates for the fiscal now.
Yes.
That Bob was alluding to earlier. Mm-hmm.
And even if reports do exist, somebody's done this analysis, perhaps Kenneth's right, there may be none, but we routinely get inquiries from people seeking this kind of information, but once the report is generated, putting your hands on it is extremely difficult. The way we typically approach this kind of thing is to just do as Ken suggests, you start out writing to the states, what does your law provide?
I suspect that there are reports which compare, a typical kind of report that I would expect to find would be comparing public retirement systems in the western states. And you would have 5 or 6 states, and some of them would give you sufficiently specific information on the judicial system that you could look at it and say, oh, this is good, this is enough for comparison, and then it wouldn't be there for 4 of them. In other words, there would be such large gaps in it that you would still have to fall back on gap filling, or else fall back on generalization, one or the other.
You raise another interesting point. Typically, these studies are done in a limited scope, wherever they're done, by whatever institution. There's reasons for that. When we look at salary and benefit levels for employees of the state of Alaska, we don't compare them to the nation as a whole.
Mississippi.
Yeah, we look at the West Coast. Why? That's because that's where our primary labor market is. That's where we're concerned with comparability. What they do in Mississippi and Alabama, you know, that's a whole other world.
Give you
or Texas. you're almost comparing apples and oranges in a lot of ways. So we tend to look at a limited geographic area, West Coast, Hawaii.
I move that the board, including its report to the legislature, a recommendation that funding of the judicial retirement system be a priority consideration.
And does that presume?
That's just funding.
Does that presume that that involves membership contribution? Is that a built-in part of it?
Well, that's already a part of the statute.
Well, and I wanted to ask, there was a measure we dealt with here that was approved, it was enacted, wasn't it?
Yes.
Only to the extent of requiring contributions, yes, that already is.
You made that a motion, was there a second on that?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. And we can, just for the formality, we can have discussion on the motion and perhaps clarify what we're going to do, the actual wording of what it's going to be. So far, you've got just recommended funding.
Before I make the motion, maybe we should vote and see if the board agrees with that, and if you do, then.
My idea was to just get the concept.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Final point.
I understand that under the structure of this board, that only the actual director of retirement benefits is a voting member, as opposed to myself as a surrogate in this case. Is that correct?
Yes. The only other, the case of the commissioner is designee can vote.
Thank you.
Right. That's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I guess what I'm looking at is if we make just a statement of a recommendation that the judicial system be funded, we probably need to elaborate on that somewhat as to the reasons for which we come to.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether we need to do that, if you can.
I can certainly,
right.
I think you do a pretty good job of filling in some of the reasons for it. Maybe if the board agrees in concept, they would want to tick off some points, and then I could write a draft that for them, you know, that would include the points that you would care to include.
Yes, my idea was to get it on the board, vote for it, and then we could
work out
follow up with a few items.
All right. Then you can do that. The motion's been made. So we'll proceed to vote unless there's any other questions. And this is voting for a recommendation to the legislature that the judicial system be funded. Jerry?
Yes.
Stan?
Yes.
Merritt?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Chairman will vote yes. So, unanimous.
Could I interject a question at this point? Maybe the way that we phrase this will depend on the format of the report. I was going to suggest that with these kinds of recommendations, that perhaps this report should take the form of a letter from the board to the respective House leaders, and that this could be a paragraph titled, maybe in all caps, something like that, funding of the judicial system, and then with the wording, whatever you choose, following that, with appropriate introductory remarks and closing.
I don't recall that we've touched upon all the reasons. We probably have in some way, informally, but it seemed to me that in looking at other organizational growth, that they end up describing their phenomenon as being a topsy-turvy type thing. And it seemed to me like that this is, it has no guidelines, it has no boundaries, and just grows topsy-turvy. And what you're trying to avoid is that kind of development by delineating by specifying and including how it's to be funded and so forth. We just set guidelines and boundaries for it.
Well, it's in the interest of fiscal responsibility, I think.
Another point was that was brought up earlier was that it continues to grow with time, and the sooner the better to get some kind of handle on
the problem.
Yeah,
magnifies.
Jerry, you had several comments this morning on the judicial system and the reasons.
Well, of course, mainly I don't think that there's 1% of the people in the state of Alaska at the present time know that it's a free ride for the present judge and justices.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next question is, even after reading this bill, the sections of this change, I haven't seen it complete, but I have it. It just specifies the contributions and whether there are other benefits that the present people are receiving is going to remain the same. I think that's something that the legislature and the people is going to have to look into. And I don't think that 7% of their contribution and 7% of the state is going to provide these benefits. Now, I was just reading this here. All right, they contribute for 15 years, and it's cut off under this bill at the present time. He'll pay 20 years or 25 years, or as long as he works, until he gets to the retirement age of 55. He pays on the judge and the justice under this present law, cuts it off at 15. So we've had statehood for almost 20 years now. So we probably have, I don't know how many judges or justices that are retired, but we know that there is going to be another 25 or 30 that are now eligible with their 20 years in under the old law. And I'm looking at some way to circumvent what the present people receive. Are the new people going to receive the same benefit? And then the next question that it brings to me is this. It says very specifically that if I have to take the purse, it just says an estimated amount sufficient to pay all benefits anticipated to be paid under this chapter in each fiscal year shall be included in the annual appropriation for the state court system if the actual authorized benefits necessary to be paid in any fiscal year exceed the sum appropriated. The benefit due shall nevertheless be paid from the general funds of the state, not otherwise appropriated. Now, if that is going to apply to these new ones that come up, they haven't changed a thing, other than that they're making a contribution.
Of what percent?
7.
That is indeed the only change.
That is the only change.
Well, no.
They will be paying a portion, a very small portion, frankly.
That's the only cost. Change. Yeah.
And then what do the other employees pay?
Your teachers are 7, and your public employee generally now is 4.25, with police officers paying 5.
Is that a reasonable proportion then? This isn't even a fair topic for discussion, but if they're paying 7% and their benefits are whatever they are, is that proportionate?
Are you Are you asking if the proportion that the judges contribute in terms of the benefit they'll ultimately draw is proportionate to what teachers and public employees do? I think it evidently is not.
It is not, see, but maybe it still can be justified because it's a, they're a special class. And however, you know, then we run into the other current we've been talking here in our circles, the TRS, that the division is saying very firmly, Paul has told us in a number of ways, that it is no longer a problem of attracting and persuading highly qualified teachers to come to Alaska. They're here. The supply is abundant. So I'm wondering, is that, say, why wouldn't it be to some degree that would be true within the legal profession? It's a fair thought, fair question.
But you have no answer other than supposition at this point, and I think that's where the board again will want to consider perhaps an in-depth analysis of the entire situation.
Well, assuming all of them are qualified to get their degrees and whatever they get certified by
the judicial people appoint their own judges more or less under the program that we now have. They give the governor three names for a judge and they've recommended them, so it's up to him to pick whichever one that he wants to. And your lay people or anybody else doesn't have anything to do with it. It's handled all through the state, I forget what council.
Judicial council.
Well, the state judicial council that approves these people. It's just like if you look in your book that you received on the judges and justices, I don't know what you got. We had two of them that the judicial council in our district, they did not recommend to be hired, extended their time, extended again. Whether they have done something that offended the judicial council, we'll never know. Because they took their own survey of these people and they said that they took the prisoner and they took the juries and questioned them on the capabilities of these two that they said do not rehire. And if you see, they run their own organization. And it's just like we get to talking about these $150,000, $200,000 attorneys
but
are qualified. at the rate we're taking lawyers into the profession, I don't think there's going to be any problem because in 30-some years, in Anchorage, the lawyer has went from 12 to almost 800.
So concluding no would be, you know, I don't know what else we can do with this momentarily, but we can decide to do something else later on. But to conclude with the merits motion, which I guess we've approved unanimously, that it should be placed on a funded basis. And I still would like to add the thought that there should be some evaluation and comparison made of the level of benefits. Other things being equal, in context with other retirement systems, both public and professional.
I think we could have that as in the form of a motion and make that our second recommendation. That there be an in-depth analysis of the judicial system and with recommendations. I'd say an independent study of it maybe.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, sure. I certainly endorse that concept that this is, the judicial system should be looked into because of its apparent benefit level, excessive benefit level. But if you make a motion, I suggest that you give careful thought to its wording in terms of who is responsible for conducting the analysis, mm-hmm. over what period of time, and what will be done with it.
Well, primarily, partially, off of our original motion here that we made, that the legislature does something about it. We dumped something in their lap that they're going to have to do just what we're sitting here talking about before they can give a reasonable answer to anybody for it.
That's correct.
As I say, if you go back and to the 1967 legislature when their money was given back to them, and read the letters that come from the House, Speaker of the House and the Speaker, or the President of the Senate, to the governor, elaborating why they had to do this to get the qualified people to take the job. And in 1967, there was none of them making the money that they're making today, comparably speaking. But they used that money and benefit in their attempt to create better judges and better justices. So I think what we've done is explicitly said that we feel that it should be definitely looked into, and also somebody is going to have to set up their benefits after for these new ones. And I don't know, I never looked to see what the recommendation, but as I say, now we have two in Anchorage that the Bar Association says do not rehire. So that means if the people take just those two, and two new ones have to be hired or appointed in their positions, they will start to contribute, but their benefit structure and everything has got to be gone over and looked at. And I think what we've done here is calling the fact to the legislature that they should look into these benefit programs to see, because if this appropriation that is in the present statutes continues to stick, if their fund doesn't have it, and the guy serves his 15, contributes for his 15 years and is ready to retire, he gets that 70% of his salary for a retirement. That fund is still going to hurt the general fund definitely of the state of Alaska, and I think that something should be done about it.
I wonder if we could simply recommend that the legislature establish a committee and leave it at that. I think it might be a bit out of order for us to recommend who that committee should be or what it should be, but that the legislature recommend that the legislature create a committee to study the benefits of the system in terms of those offered to judges in other states and in relationship to person interests.
One that line is that I think the legislature already has, and that this is it. And that it seems kind of ironic for this committee that they've created to be recommending that they create another one to study an issue that seems to me squarely in the province of this committee.
And if I may,
you're talking about proliferation of bureaucracy.
That was the point I was driving at, and if the responsibility rests with this committee, if they assume that, they also have the prerogative to establish the kinds of standards that will be used in the study. You know, will we look at 49 other states? Will we look at the West Coast? Will we take into consideration the historical evolution of the system and the stated reasons for it and what factors have changed?
I just think, though, that when the legislature did not appropriate money for an executive secretary, a study of this magnitude is not within the province of this body. I in view of that, I would still recommend that the legislature create a committee with proper funding for
it. You may wish to.
But I think we can I concur 100% with what Meredith said, except we could prevail upon Jerry to make this a separate study on his own. He could bring these data together.
Well, I think we could get around that by recommending that this board be funded.
Or any one of us could.
All right, but either this board or some other.
Well, why create another board or a committee that they can do something, as if we get the money to do it, we can do it.
That's right, we can hire someone to do the research part of it.
Well, there are two ways that that can happen. One is if you recommend funding for the executive secretary, presumably that person could carry out a lot of the research work for you in the next interim. The other possibility is if they don't fund it, and I'm still acting in that capacity, I can do it. Presumably, I mean, given that my boss allows me the time, which I think he would, under the no funding option. Either way, but I mean, nobody can do it without the time, but if the board does make that a priority and cranks up, what, say, immediately upon the end of the session, well, it can certainly be done either way.
Then our recommendation would be built around appropriation, because then we would be assuming that we already have the right and the responsibility to do this. So we'd simply recommend that there be appropriation so that this body could conduct a study.
In addition to the support of your ongoing activities, this is all the more reason.
Certainly within our prerogative, I can't find it right now, but it says somewhere that we can have funding to hire actuaries to conduct studies somewhere.
By the Legislative Council's approval.
Yeah, given time, I can certainly provide you with the research materials. There's no question about that.
Well, now, listen, I see Mike's over here. He's head of the judicial system.
Yeah.
And why couldn't we just say, here, we need some money to have this survey made for take your West Coast states, such as you're already using for certain things within the state, and find out what they are doing in that system, where you take your 8 or 10 Western states.
Here's what I was looking for. It says, the board, with the approval of the Legislative Council, may employ a full-time executive secretary and actuaries as necessary for the completion of its responsibilities.
Well, if we feel it's our responsibility to do the study on the judicial system, then all we have to really do is ask for the money.
From the council.
And that could be our recommendation, too, that the council provide funding for. Or should it go directly to the council?
Just a kind of a, I'm uncertain about that. I'm inclined to think, but if you might give me time to check that request might be better made, for example, the Jack and the council first, rather than the council hearing about it. They might take umbrage at that if they read it and said, well, gosh, this is the first we've heard about it. Why did those guys go to the legislature as a whole instead of, you know, coming to us first, and we would have golly whiz just given them the money, you know. So yes, or even, it need not even wait really until the next session. For example, this report could indicate that the board is beginning to pursue it, recommends funding for its executive secretary for the next fiscal year. And I can go ahead and begin that research work immediately. In fact, given some direction, go ahead and start collecting the materials. It's simply that I don't think that a final report, a conclusion, can be arrived at by January the 10th.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my time will be more severely limited as soon as the session begins, of course. But it could be begun, and you could indicate that the board is beginning to pursue it, but it requests funding and thinks that that item ought to be a priority with the legislature.
The level of contribution percentage-wise, is that an enactment? For example, a teacher?
Yes.
Established by law?
Yes.
And that would apply to any other program, I assume. So I'm just saying that we've just now established, or there was, a 7% contribution level. establish that, and then, of course, that could be changed, I assume.
Sure, and there's no prohibition against a floating level, expressed in terms of a percentage basis, if you wish, or whatever, but, you know.
Is there any?
I'm not recommending that, I just, but the legislature and all the systems to date has in fact specified what the contribution rate will be.
The visibility of this retirement program for judiciaries has been very, very low. And so most of us weren't even aware, we were ignorant of what it was. I'm not saying that's the way it was. So I'm saying, when you get on the other side of this, maybe it's not fair to project one's thinking on that, but we're gonna look back and say, this was the Pandora's box that we couldn't do anything about anyway. All right, so they have a level of benefits established on a basis of practicality. Can, would we have to admit that maybe, have to acknowledge that maybe that ought to be raised, the benefits should be raised in comparison? Or would we ever be in a position, would anybody be in the position saying they should be lowered for new incoming judges? I'm just looking at the, from a hindsight on a projected basis, would this be a Pandora's box we really can't handle? That's no reason for backing off on it, though.
We're not, I don't see where we're sticking our necks out by asking for these things, because if you read, it is part of our responsibility to scrutinize all retirement programs. And under the present status, we have very little to go on as far as the judicial, because the legislature appropriates some money, the judicial system says we've got to have, I forget what it was, $18 or $19 million to carry on our work. And the judicial system is not required to put down in their budget that $10,000, $20,000, $100,000, or $1 million is for retirement benefits. You see, and here's, I just happened to see Judge Diamond walking up the street, up the hill here. So, okay, he retired several years ago. But he has been called back for relief for other judges and things. And does he get in that position, his retirement pay plus the pay for sitting in on these duties? We can use this for a little example. Here's Mike here, a state employee. All he gets is his pay for sitting on this committee. And where we have no way of knowing, I know that Paul has said a couple of times that you have no way of knowing how much money was appropriated for judicial retirement at the present time. And I imagine there is about 10 or 12 judges that have retired, or justices, or whatever you want to call it. And then I also know that there's one or two beneficiaries that are receiving the benefits. So up until, and I think what we have said here and what we're talking about, that they give us somebody or money to finance this if they see fit for us to carry on, or if they say, well, just mind your own business and we will handle it, why, they've taken the responsibility off of us or this committee to do something, or they have given us some responsibility to carry on ourselves and funded it so we can do it without, just like Ken says, well, he can talk to his boss, and probably between now and January he could write to these different states and get that thing. Well, if his boss says, well, we got something else for you to do, nobody else can do it. So technically I feel that we should be able some way, shape, or form to get this material before us, because I'm looking at it very hard from this degree that I wouldn't have known that they had such a setup until I went to the governor's office and asked for a copy of the retirement programs. And as I say, I don't think there is 1% or even 0.5% of the people in the state of Alaska today knows that it's a non-contributory program.
Let me just say again, I mean, I think it's not really a question. I think if you say go, I mean, I can get you the material. There's no question about it. I mean, Greg is not going to say, well, that I'm too busy to get this stuff for you. I mean, there's no question about it. And indeed, you know, if the board had made this a priority, you know, at the end of last session, I could have it for you now. All right. There's no question in my mind about that.
Right.
Or that I, you know, starting now, start up the effort, I can go ahead and do it. Then what I would suggest to you, if you want an executive secretary and think you can keep him busy, then that you recommend funding for the executive secretary. And as far as the studying of the level of the judicial retirement benefits, you simply indicate that you are beginning to study it, and that study can be conducted one way or the other. And if under the funding of the executive secretary, you want to indicate that sort of as an addendum to that, and say, amongst other things, we, as an example of projects we would like to have this person conduct, it would be studies such as the one we are beginning on the level of benefits of the judicial retirement system. But I mean, this study can be conducted without additional funds.
Well, then let's do it this way then. We got these 2 months here, November and December, before they meet, and Ken says he can do it. Take your western states and write and ask them for their
retirement. Not by January 10th.
By?
Not by January 10th.
Well, he can only begin it.
Yeah.
It's just too late, I think, to get any definitive results, get the replies back, compile the results, and give you anything that you would want to make a recommendation on.
And speaking of timing,
Nor do I think you can do it
this session.
Anyway, I mean, with any amount of funds, hardly. I mean, maybe if you threw $1 million in the hole, you know, you could do it. But
why do you do that?
Yeah.
It may be that this is the kind of report that wouldn't be available until, say, the beginning of the next session, and that we would have the next year to work on it.
You could have a crackerjack report by then.
Yeah. And I think
under any circumstances,
that's more appropriate rather than trying to do a quickie for this one, because it's basically the same session, just the second part of it, so that any legislation that, or any studies that are begun in the first session will have some action in the second session. So I guess I'm unclear now as to what our procedure should be, whether we should recommend in this report that a study be done, or we just tell, or we just comment that we are undertaking this.
Well,
or not.
We could indicate that this board is beginning to look into the level of judicial retirement benefits and feels that that's an appropriate area for legislative scrutiny. Which is what the bottom line of your recommendation will be eventually anyway. And if the legislature chose to take some additional quick action on its own, in other words, fund a fast study during the course of the session, the fact that this board is beginning to look into it certainly wouldn't, that wouldn't hinder it in any way, and presumably whatever results we have could be, at that point, could be made available to any commission or study team or whatever. Or if they wanted to put more of a hurry up on it, that could be done. But those two things are not incompatible.
And it would not be necessary to speak to funding now. We would just assume that over the course of the year,
that you would have sufficient time if...
I think that's a fair assumption, certainly. In other words, if the council is not going to...
And if they decide they need it early, then it would be up to them.
Then they're going to be willing to allow me to spend time. They're certainly not going to leave you out in the cold both ways.
An approach I was thinking to was a letter to the legislative council saying that we're planning to undertake this, and that almost in lieu of an executive secretary, that we would like them to consider funding for this project under your direction.
Well, certainly, yeah. Let me try to get a grip on this. What would,
rather
if
than
I were doing
funding
the project, and for example, suppose, let's consider this, they don't, suppose that for some reason they don't fund the executive secretary position, and I were conducting the study, or that's giving you the research materials, I don't mean conducting the study, but providing you with the information that you need to make your decisions. What funds would we need? The clerical support, mailing long distance phone bills are already taken care of. Sort of, that's part of the package you get with me. Beyond that, I don't know that any actuarial assistance would be called for on that kind of a project.
I think when I mentioned the idea of funding, I guess that I was concerned about it. I just didn't know if you had the time because of your other responsibilities. That was why I assumed that either you would have to be relieved of other duties in order to go ahead with this, or that someone else might have to do it.
Push comes to shove, yeah. But I think if we're undertaking it, that I'm either going to be allowed to spend time on it, or they're going to fund your executive secretary position. During the course of the session, I think this board's time will be to some extent taken up with reviewing the legislation as it comes out, just as my time will be to some extent and to a greater degree taken up with other things, so that I think the study will not be moving at high speed during the course of the session. But
well, as an extension of what Ken might be doing, is it possible that maybe Frank or Mike here could come in and sort of thing that could be done along that line on a one-day or a two-day basis to review materials that were coming in and formulating in a report form. I was just thinking that as a possibility. Then beyond that, at what point in time, I'm thinking of the a judiciary committee. There is such a thing. It's kind of an on-again, off-again thing. Recreated each session.
There is a standing committee, judiciary committee
in each
house.
What would they have an interest in this that do? And they'd pick up this as a matter of concern.
The judiciary committee doesn't particularly relate to judicial matters.
As far as housekeeping and programming and so forth.
Let's see what.
They do, in fact, review proposals on the judicial retirement system.
Right, but it's only part of their job. It's simply one of the standing committees to which any legislation would be referred, and from which such legislation might originate as committee-sponsored legislation.
And in looking at the study, if the kind we're talking about of you beginning to undertake here, mm-hmm. if we do that, is more in the nature of comparative study.
That's what I was thinking, that perhaps the first cut might be that I, at your direction, of course, would, and using some of my own discretion, would prepare a memorandum to you all for your consideration that would set out some basic facts, basic comparisons that I could go ahead and format. That's something that I know how to do. Provide you with that. You could look at it and say, well, gee, this is interesting, but we need more information along these lines, or to the extent that it was sufficient, go ahead and excerpt from that and make your recommendations, so, insofar as our information indicates this, and go ahead with your job as kind of policy recommendation.
Would we need to assume that, for example, in the case of the Alaska Judiciary Retirement System, that its data involved there, the benefits and so forth, now that, you know, we don't have any summaries on that. I mean, somebody have to go to the statutes and take them out and put down 5% or 7% and 50% and so forth, and assume that there's no office anywhere, a retirement office of a sort, in our case, the National Retired Teachers Association or the AARP. Would there be anything comparable to that operated by the legal profession, American Bar Association, where these data would be already summarized and just reach them? If you had it all available, it wouldn't take you too long, too many days to get them out here on paper and compare them. But it's a matter of getting those figures.
No. That's certainly a possibility, but I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
That's all I can say at this point. And as Bruce pointed out earlier, even if there is such a thing, it might be hard to find.
Right.
But I doubt it. I doubt there is one.
What resources might go into the study can result from the initial phase of the study, what's available? And for purposes of getting the ball rolling, I think all that's really required and in order at this time is that the board make a motion that they shall engage in a study of the judicial retirement system, and that research will be conducted at their direction. And then you can sit down and thrash out whether you want to look at the Western states, the whole United States. Ken can do some preliminary work at your direction in terms of finding out what is available. Maybe the BNA pension reporter has something. Maybe, you know, but those are all.
What I would suggest is that if the board did choose to make such a motion, that you allow me to go ahead and do some preliminary work, preliminary, that is, and come back to you with some recommendations on the scope of the study.
Right. I think you could talk here all day long about what we might do,
that's
what would be a good idea.
And go ahead and write you a preliminary memo on it with some recommendations that you could review. And let me do some quick checking on the availability, as Stan said, of off-the-shelf information, which you never want to overlook in a case like that, and present that to you at the next meeting. And then you could go ahead and give me some further direction and see how that sounded to you. If it didn't sound good, we could twist it around and do whatever you want to. And Bruce presumably could maybe help me searching around for some information.
I'd like to see a motion like that we get on the record as going ahead with this.
Well, I move that we do that if that's what you want. You know what you want there, Ken. So you're right. But I'll make his motion for him to get it started.
I second it.
Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Unanimous.
Then I assume that your motion also included the fact that in our report to the legislature, we would indicate that we were making the study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to you know, let them know that we're going ahead with this, and that so that if we get into this thing and require the funding of either an executive secretary or further
research that we've already alerted them to the fact that it might be coming along.
Well,
I don't want to surprise them with anything.
Right.
Or they might surprise us.
How about this? The motion was that the board begin a comparative study of judicial retirement systems with a view to formulating recommendations for changes in the Alaska system. Or do you want to maybe fine that down a little bit and say particularly the benefit structure, since we've already got a motion relating to the funding?
It was the benefit structure, I think, we're considering.
That was certainly the main point.
Well, it's open-ended. So I recommend they be higher, you know.
Yeah.
This gives you more latitude.
I would just suggest that you leave it broad. Ultimately, if you're going to make any recommendations, funding are going to be an inherent part of them.
With a view to formulating further recommendations.
Yes.
Insofar as you already feel comfortable with the recommendation that it be funded. I have one question. I'm getting a little out of sync here. We had an original, Merritt's original motion. I'm not sure if you're happy with this wording, but I have the board unanimously recommends that the legislature place the judicial retirement system on a funded basis similar to that of the PERS and TERS. Then there was some discussion of adding reasons and further comment to that. Did you want to do that? For example, there was some mention of just because it's fiscally sound or this sort of thing. You want me just to go ahead and add some stuff like that on?
Yeah, I think I'm thrusting.
I have some background to fall back on insofar as it's
discussed
before.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me make a note of that.
These three reasons. Here's just to be fair to the judicial system. Do you think that there needs to be a judicial member on this board?
Do we have any?
The TERS are represented and the PERS are represented, but the judicial system is not. And we're
going to ask Ken Henry when he's the idea of doing this research whether he has his law degree.
No. I'm clean.
I don't know if we need to discuss that now or when we do make some recommendations, but it seems like a topic for discussion.
Okay. By law now, the only way you could have a representative from the judicial system would be if he was, quote, a public member not employed by the state, somebody who was formerly.
Unless we go back and amend it again.
Yeah, so that's where I'm coming from. If you want to make that recommendation, you have to move to amend that statute.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting at in thinking of legislative recommendations, whether
there's only one possible opening now, and that would be the at-large.
Well, yeah, we can increase the size of the membership by changing the law to include the judicial retirement system. A member from that and a retired member.
Would you recommend that there be both an active judge and a retired judge?
Well, the active retired judges are active also, or maybe called in to activities. So I don't know if you. The question seems to me more the matter of whether you want to add two members of the board or one additional member.
Well, the question is, I like that. Is that no doubt somebody along the line is going to pick this retirement benefit board up and ask for a member due to the fact that it has now become a contributory, and maybe after we see those studies and things that we go ask that the judicial system send somebody, or that the legislature creates another position or two positions on this retirement board.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion. Take it for what it's worth, but I think that right now it would be a political mistake for the board to recommend addition to its membership, particularly in view of this of the board having had its charter amended only last session. One reason. Another reason that it's necessarily going to increase the costs of the board at a time when it hasn't been running very long. I think you might be better advised to go ahead and enhance your reputation and keep the fiscal impact down for a bit.
Let somebody else recommend it. If they
that,
want you.
That now, the courts. Now, in other words, if it becomes a matter of concern, let the court system push for this board to be inflated in size rather than the board itself coming and asking to be inflated. If it turns out to be a problem, it can be kind of self-curing, and at that point you could say, well, certainly we would be willing to embrace these judicial members. And fourthly, you don't have to have a member on the board in order to get the judicial viewpoint put before you. You can solicit testimony from the judicial people. For all of those reasons, I would not even recommend, but just
I'd add a fifth one.
Cast that out for your consideration.
The judicial system is just one more system that you're taking a look at.
Then you've got political subs.
Then you've got political subs. You've got the National Guard system you may want to delve into. You got the elected public official system ultimately you might want to delve into. So, you know, you could have a committee that would jam-pack this room if you carry it far enough. If every time you examine some new system it requires a new member or two, you know, by your own proposal, I think maybe you create a problem.
I just didn't want to.
I was thinking about going to law school. If I get a degree, I could claim to represent them.
Well, you want to be a double editor, huh?
Well, I didn't think about the pay.
Oh.
He sits down, we have to put a black robe in front of him and a blackboard and a piece of chalk.
Well, the homely question, I mean, seven members now, I'm to go to nine, and seems like kind of a ceiling there somewhere along the line.
Well, let's don't even think about it.
But I think the last point that
Ken's suggesting that we let them do it, not us do it, and forget about it.
Well,
else.
I think
it may not be a problem at all. I mean, it may be something that no one will complain about.
I especially like the point that you made about having their representative come and make a presentation, and that's very healthy.
But of course, you'd be doing that in any system.
Is there a board within the judicial system that discusses retirement matters?
The judicial council has acted as their mouthpiece in the past.
But there is no analog to the public employees retirement board, or the teachers retirement board. It's a very
board.
So recommendations for changes in the judicial system from the judicial system don't come from any specific
screening.
As a matter of practicality, I think probably the director of administration for the court system would be the source. He is, of course, an appointed official serving at the pleasure of the judges he serves. So I think he would fairly represent their views.
I should know this, and this is just an aside, but the magistrates were not included, is that right, in that legislation?
No.
First, I think.
This one of the problems that you're going to encounter, it was proposed last year, the full-time magistrates be included in the judicial retirement system. And you should be aware going in, that when you start dealing with the court system, you're dealing with something that's rather like the University of Alaska. It's a big amorphous organization that's hard to get a fix on. And among other things that killed the magistrates was the fact that the court system simply could not identify the full-time magistrates that they employ. They couldn't tell us how many there were or even what constituted a full-time magistrate.
Okay.
I'm sure that it's part of your study to encounter those kinds of difficulties.
How many different retirement systems is set up in the state at the present time, Bruce?
At the state level?
Yeah.
The elected public officials is in litigation, but at least there was a law passed, so let's include it.
Yeah. And they are what? What people?
That would be the legislature, right, and the elected members of the executive branch. Then you have the PERS, the TRS, the judicial, which now exists in a couple of variations, the National Guard retirement system, and I believe that's it.
There's no Navy yet, is there?
That was proposed. It did not pass, but yes, there would be a naval militia. There is no naval militia, but the retirement system was proposed for them.
There's a Social Security, which is tied in.
Okay, but that's not a state retirement system. The state's only role in Social Security is an accounting function.
Yeah, I'd like to
deferred compensation. You might look at
at this time. It's a little after 12, and maybe we take a break for lunch and come back afterwards and finish up. I don't think it'll take us too much longer. Are there any objections to that?
No.
Okay, then how about 1:30?
12:10 now.
It's time to check out.
All right, to leave materials here, Ken.
I don't know how secure it is, but it's certainly not going to be in anyone's way.
Okay, I'll just do that then.
Okay, then we'll adjourn to 1:30.